Are you still looking for plants for your garden this spring? Well, the Floyd Valley Federated Garden Club may be able to offer some assistance. Today at the Reds Printing Company parking lot located on Business Highway 75, the local garden club will be holding its annual plant sale. Carol Snyder is with the garden club and explains what will take place.
We have an annual plant sale, and like many things last year, it was canceled, but we're looking forward to the plant sale on Saturday, May 22nd, and it starts at 9 a.m. and we'll close up shop by noon or when we run out of material to sell. And it will be held at Red's Printing parking lot in front of their building on Highway 75. Yes, we have a wide variety of plants that we gardeners consider kind of extras, and we don't want to throw them away, so we'd like to share them with someone else. Our sale prices are quite nominal, and people will obtain or be able to buy really nice plant material.
Snyder says that the Floyd Valley Federated Garden Club will have for sale both annuals and perennials, as well as seedlings for some vegetable produce.
We have a lot of perennials, including lily of the valley, hosta, Peruvian daffodils, ground covers, daisies, verbena, chocolate mint. And then people will be able to buy excess annuals that people started for their garden. You know, they might have started a whole flat of tomatoes, but they don't need them all. And so we'll have probably some tomatoes and some vegetables of different kinds.
Many of the members of the garden club are also certified as master gardeners and are ready and qualified to help answer any questions that you may have with gardening in general, or if you have a specific question about a specific type of plant. Snyder says that they are always welcoming new members.
We would welcome anyone to our garden club as a member. We have traditionally met the second Tuesday of the month at 7 o'clock. Last summer, we had a few meetings outdoors at the park just to try to be safe and still try to get together and share what we're learning from each other. But we would welcome members, and they can ask us about membership when they're there, and we'll be glad to help them.
A Floyd Valley Federated Garden Club official says that people need to know and understand that different types of plants will grow in different types of conditions. Snyder says that some plants may need to be in a shady area while other plants do better in direct sunlight. She says that there are many things to consider when growing plants or a garden.
Well, they'll want to think about the location, and we usually stand by our things that we brought, and we give advice that it might need shade or it might need full sun. We also give some tips on how to prepare it for planting and how deep to plant it, when to expect maybe some produce off of it, that kind of thing. So it's what we like, and we're willing to share our knowledge, and we're willing to share our plants too for a small cost.
The Floyd Valley Federated Garden Club will hold its annual plant sale. That's, again, as we mentioned, today, Saturday, May 22nd, and it starts at 9 a.m. at the Reds Printing Company parking lot. Snyder says that people should get there early, as the best plants are selected fairly quickly. Commencement graduation ceremonies will take place tomorrow, Sunday, for both Lamar Schools as well as for MMCRU and Remsen St. Mary's. Galen Catholic is the first with its graduation, scheduled to begin at 1 p.m. from the Vi Kellen Memorial Gymnasium. Galen will give diplomas to 44 seniors. MMCRU and Remsen St. Mary's will hold their ceremonies beginning at 2 p.m. MMCRU will present diplomas to 40 graduating seniors at the Marcus High School Gymnasium. Remsen St. Mary's is also scheduled to start at 2 p.m. 19 seniors are graduating this year from Remsen St. Mary's. Their graduation will take place at the Gibb Schrader Memorial Gym. Lamar's Community High School will present diplomas to 156 seniors beginning at 3 p.m. Lamar's Community is hoping that the weather will cooperate so that they can hold the commencement outdoors at the new stadium. If not, they will move indoors to the new competition gym. Lamar's Community, though, is limiting the number of tickets to 10 people per graduating senior.
Picture this. It's a beautiful day, you're walking in the park with your kids, and you find pages of a book lining the sidewalk. You walk along and read the story. Your child or grandchild is engaged and excited. This is called a story walk, and there's a Lamar's Girl Scout who wants to make it a reality at Cleveland Park. Kiara Lasky, a sophomore at Lamar's Community and a member of Troop Number 114, said she's striving to achieve her Girl Scout Gold Award.
I've been in Girl Scouts since I was 5, and I've worked all the way from daisies to here. So it's the final and the biggest award that a Girl Scout can receive before they're like finally done with their actual projects and stuff and can move on to like helping the kids or just doing some solo stuff.
The award requires completion of a project that drives lasting change in their community. After visiting other area locations with story walks, Lasky thought having one in Lamar's would be great for families and decided it's a project that she could relate to and enjoy implementing.
Well, I really hope that kids will really like it and it'll encourage more reading. Like, I was really obsessed with books as a kid, so I feel like it could just be super fun for parents to bring their kids on and just walk a stroller by it or bring their toddler out for a walk, and then they can go play in the playground.
This project will benefit the community when it's complete, but also needs community support to get it off the ground. Community involvement is key to this project by way of fundraising. In order to have a story walk at Cleveland Park that will hold up in the weather year after year, there are things like cement slabs and aluminum powder-coated display stands that need to be installed. The projected total cost is just over $9,000. It is important to note that this is not just the investment for one story. These are structures that will stay in place, and the story can be changed out as often as the community would like. That responsibility, explains Lasky, will be taken on by the Lamar's Public Library.
The library is the one that is going to be like maintaining it overall. Since I'm not going to be here in a few years, they're going to change up the story every few months. They were thinking like twice during the summer and like once during the winter or something like that. However, the community seems to be demanding it.
Donations toward the Lamar Story Walk can be made at American Bank under the account Lasky Story Walk. You can also donate through the Lasky Story Walk GoFundMe page. That link is available at KLEM1410.com at the bottom of this story. For KLEM News, I'm Angela Drake.